In the bends, I huddled in the driver's seat and fumbled with my phone, hitting the dial icon for Connor. Please, please answer. I didn't know what I'd do if it went to his voicemail.
Judy, sorry. I meant to get back to you about that call. Connor, I... Judy?
His voice went from apology to instant concern and worry.
What's wrong?
You have to come to Kate's house. Now, it's Kate. She's dead.
I could barely get the last word out, but he heard me.
You're there now?
Yes.
Stay right where you are. I'm about 10 minutes away. Don't move.
Okay.
He'd already disconnected, and I dropped the phone into my lap and sat there. No way was I going inside again. Just as well Emma was at school. Or was she? What if she was in the other bedroom, behind the door, or in the bathroom? Why hadn't I checked? She could just be injured and praying for help. I pounded the steering wheel. I should go and look. I should. But if she was only injured, surely she would have heard me calling and said something, cried out. No, she could be close to death, and me sitting here wasn't helping. It was being useless. Tears were rolling down my face, and I palmed them away.
Get out of the car and go and check, you idiot. You have to. Don't look at Kate. Look for Emma.
I levered myself out of the car and walked around to the back door again.
Emma? Emma!
Nothing. Not even any birds singing. Why would they? Only the sound of a distant tractor. I forced my feet up the back steps again, stopped in the kitchen and listened. Now I could smell what I hadn't noticed before. Metallic. Fleshy. A large blowfly careened past, banging against my head, and I swallowed hard. I can do this. I can do this. I kept my head turned away from Kate's room, used my elbow to push open the bathroom door and Emma's bedroom door as fast as I could. Bang. Look. Bang. Look. Nothing. No body lying anywhere. I ran outside and doubled over, sucking in air. I'd been holding my breath since the blowfly. The sound of a vehicle filtered through to me. Engine, brakes, engine off, door opening and closing. Connor's voice.
Judy, where are you?
Around the back, I called.
To my amazement, my voice sounded almost normal, but the sight of Connor nearly undid me. I struggled to stay upright, to breathe and pretend to be calm.
Thank God you're here.
I pointed at the back door.
She's inside, in her bedroom.
You're as white as a sheet, he said, and pointed at the veranda. Sit there. I need to see what's going on.